Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Donna. Long time no hear. Okay, today on our show we're talking about how to leave the stress of work at work. And that's a very hard thing for people to disconnect from, the stress that they have on their 9-to-5, or if you work overnight, or if you work whatever hours, to leave that work and make sure all your extra time is your own. So everybody has this problem. For me, I have a very stressful 9-to-5 job where I take care of, I'm the director of a nonprofit organization, and we care for a special population, and every day is different, and every day is stressful, and every day has a new circumstance that causes a lot of stress, and it's difficult. It's difficult each day. The staff is basically pulled to their limits each day. And basically when you leave there, I mean, you can't wait to leave there. Can't wait to get there because you love the work and the mission that you're doing, but you can't wait to leave because you have actually laid it out and spent it all on the floor and you have nothing left after. So how do you... I'm outside. Hear the crickets. Yes, how do you take charge of that time that's after 9-to-5? How do you take back the power of your own life? Well, we have to get there. We have to drive there, take a bus, take a train, take the SunRail, and get to work. We also have to leave work. Now, that's a process that you can start working on even before you leave, okay? Before you leave work, give yourself a few minutes to get prepared for your drive and make sure you have everything you need. You know, it's nothing worse than leaving your cell phone or your glasses or something, your laptop at work, and getting home and needing to look up something for your own personal self and realizing, oh my gosh. So that gives you a little bit of a feeling of losing control. So the first thing you want to do is prepare yourself. Even if you punch a clock and you have to do it after you are actually out and off the floor, go ahead and take 5-10 minutes to completely get yourself organized to leave. Sounds silly, but it actually works. So here we are. We're done. We've said our goodbyes to everybody. Then go and get all of your things and have them in order and take them and leave. And once you hit that door, go ahead and take a few deep breaths, okay? Now it's time to focus on you. What do you want to do now, okay? You might be totally exhausted. You might not feel like doing anything. I really don't feel like doing anything when I leave work, but one thing that I have found that really helps leave the stress of work at work is to have a destination. Your destination could be home. Your destination could be a park. Your destination could be the gym. Your destination might be retail therapy. I like all those things. But usually for me, it's somewhere outside because I do work inside all day. So in order to take back my life and leave my work life, I choose to drive to a park that's on my way home and walk. And in this park, there's a lot of nature. I like this kind of thing. If you don't like this, you might like to actually drive to the mall and walk around the mall. Even if you don't buy anything, you can go window shopping or have already a set up plan of things that you will buy. Some people like to shop and that gives them a little stress relief. Okay, so spread out your shopping. Maybe each day of the week, it really makes you feel totally awesome and cool to go in and buy something. So one day, you stop by the bakery. One day, you stop by the meat market. One day, you stop by the vegetable stand. One day, you look at shoes. Another day, you're picking out a pair of pants. You know, you're looking at a new car. Even if you don't buy that new car, you can do your research and stop at a different place once a week. But the thought is to do something that you really, really like and you really, really look forward to. And that's one way to leave the stress of the office at the office. Another good thing to do, if you're planning on, hey, I don't really like to go anywhere, I really want to get home, I got to get home, home, home. Well, some people like to get home. I mean, everybody's got to go there. But when they get there, while they're meeting at the door, children, spouse, significant other, housework, pets, all kinds of another set of things that your time is being demanded for and is stressful. And, you know, hugging your kids is just a wonderful thing. But what if you go home and you are, oh my gosh, the dog's got to go out. Oh, the kids left all this. I got to clean up for about 40 minutes before I can even sit down and then forget about that because I've got to make dinner and everything. And I've got to take care of more people and I've got to do everything for everybody else. Where is your time? Where is your relaxation? You're just adding more stress to it. So what you want to do is, if you can, now maybe you're going to tell your spouse or your children, hey, I love you, and I'm home, love you, see you in about 10 minutes. Go straight to a place at your house. Could be the patio. It could be your bedroom. You could be the bathroom. Maybe you just like would love to take a shower when you're at home and just feel that hot water and just that would just rinse away the day for you. Whatever it is, make it known that that 10 minutes or 15 minutes is yours. Nobody's to bother you. You know, you don't want to say, hey, to your kids, oh, you're bothering me. Just no one's to talk and expect mommy to do anything until after she's had her 15 minutes or however long that you need. I mean, let's not get wild about it, but, you know, just take that time for yourself and relax, unwind, without more demands being put on you. And also, here's a good idea. If you always come home, there's always something, you know, right when you walk in the door, how about talking to those people in your house that you live with? How about letting them know that you need help at that time of the day, that you need to relax and, you know, refresh and get back to being you and all the day that was taken away from you doing your work, you want to relax a little bit. So maybe calling in the husband or the wife or and telling them, hey, I love you. I want that 10, 15 minutes. And then I'll be a super fantastic, wonderful person that you will want to be around and we'll both be happy. And remember, it works two ways. I mean, you've got to do it for somebody else too. So you can teach them this new trick. Okay? I have got to tell you that my way to relax if I'm going home and I want to go home, most days I do want to go straight home, but I do like to walk also. But, you know, when I go home, my first 10 minutes, I let the dogs out, they're outside, and then I immediately walk to the back door, let the dogs out, then I immediately go in my room, close the door, lay in my bed, and do my active daydreaming. I'm just letting go of everything that happened during the day, and I'm thinking about the things that I want to happen and that bring me joy. And it's a meditation, plus it's
combined with the active daydreaming, which is part of my philosophy, as you know. And so I'm just going over all the good in my life and feeling all the stress gone. Yoga moves while, you know, I'm laying on that bed, just kind of stretching, and just feels really great. And after about 10 minutes of active daydreaming, I'm ready to face the rest of my day and take my power back. You know, it's still my life. I mean, just because I went to work doesn't mean, okay, the day's over, now it's time to sleep. No, it's whatever I want to do. I'm refreshed, and I'm ready to cook the meal that I want to make and share with everyone. I'm ready to be with my loved ones and enjoy their company, and I'm ready to find out how their day went, and share their dreams and their happiness. So, if you think this would work for you, please let me know. You can send me an email at donna.clark123@gmail.com. Tell me how you're going to handle your stress, and if you have any, you know, from work, what are you going to try this week? And then tell me, you know, how did it work for you? How did this letting it go as soon as you leave that office, you know, your deep breaths, going to the place that, you know, you want to go after work. You know, there's just, and it might not be the same thing every day, like there's just some days when you just need to shop, okay? I don't know if men feel this way, but there are some days when I just need to look at shoes or a purse or something. I just need to look at stuff. And I might just come back out of there with a thing of nail polish, but I have enjoyed myself looking at things and things that I like and things that are pretty and things that have let me be who I am and let go of that stress from the office. Okay, so on another note, let's focus on that active daydreaming. If you've practiced it before, it's letting go of everything in your mind, clearing your mind, laying still or sitting in a yoga pose. And it's actually meditation, but it's with a purpose. Meditation is a purpose by itself. It's the nothingness that you allow in order to clear your mind. But active daydreaming is actually thinking about how you want your life to be. And I appreciate everybody listening this week, and I want to know how you're doing with your active daydreaming. Remember, about 10 minutes a day, and you know, whatever time of the day that you is when you should be practicing this active daydreaming. I guess we're at the end of the show almost, and I so appreciate you all. Please like the Facebook page, which is Fueled by Intention, and also shoot me an email at donna.clark123@gmail.com with any questions or suggestions that you have, and I will look forward a little bit of Southern coming out, Southern and Jersey. That's the combination. That's kind of scary. So I will see you next week, Saturday at 6:30 p.m., and I look forward to a wonderful week ahead, and I hope you do too. Namaste.